Welcome, listeners! Thanks for tuning in to my self-reflection series, a documentation of my childhood. Over the next few podcasts, I'll tell of some significant memories of my school years, beginning with elementary and middle school, then each year of high school, before finally concluding with my hopes for the future. I figured that since I have this assignment, I might as well make it useful. I want to look back at these when I'm old and laugh at how primitive our daily technology was, or grieve over how much knowledge I forgot, or just attempt to understand how nerdy of a girl I had to be to make an entire podcast about school. A quick note to my most likely super judgy future self. No, my voice is not always this nasally. I'm currently afflicted by a common cold. Just get over it and prepare for a blast from the past. The year was 2006. When I began attending Tyrone Elementary, I was a kind, shy kindergartner who did not yet know how to tie my own shoes. I remember my first day. When we were asked to stand for the pledge, I had no idea what to do, so I just followed the lead of a teacher's daughter, Ashlyn Cole. She, along with maybe 70% of other Tyrone attendees, would at some point reach a fork that led her away from the set track to Flat Rock and then on to the high school across the street. Only a small handful of other Tyrone Elementary students will graduate Sandy Creek with me in May. But enough mourning all those people. Here's to the best part of my elementary school experience, enrichment. Wednesday was the absolute best day of the week back then, when I would get pulled from class to join other smart students in a cozy room led by energetic Miss Wasowski, or Miss W plus 9, as she allowed our complaining selves to address her in our weekly journal entries. In my 5 years of the program, I completed Caesar's English, hands-on equations, national park projects, and stock market presentations. I always looked forward to the engaging activities on topics so different from regular coursework. I cherished the time we spent lounging on the comfy rug among colorful pillows as we read our first Shakespeare play. When I was back in the regular class, I enjoyed trading silly bands on the playground, crafting loom bracelets, playing with magnets, and being visited by the DARE officer. Other Tyrone traditions and activities included gift wrap fundraisers with pom-poms as prizes, running after school with the tornado chasers, meeting Miss Scott and other K-Kids to plan the purchase of malaria nets, and coming in early to appear as an anchor on WTYR, the school broadcast. After graduating fifth grade, I was plopped into Flat Rock Middle School. I was eager for the change, but I was scared by the big school with pubescent preteens. It was a stark contrast with the homey, comfortable Tyrone Elementary. However, I did find one place that did maintain the fun of my previous 6 years, Miss Bagg's class, one of the only times I've enjoyed English. She let us learn and apply our knowledge through fun board game projects to learn adverbs and a hamburger model for the types of adjectives. I couldn't speak about middle school without mentioning Maureen Tompkins, my gifted science teacher for all 3 years. She had frizzy red hair, gnarly old fingers, and a knack for finding mistakes in any piece of work we submitted. She was tough, but from her, I gained the lab foundation crucial to my success today. I owe her a lot. The final few characteristics of middle school were fun Fridays spent walking the bus loop, intense band rehearsals with Mr. Price, and playing Fun Run any free moment we could find. A close friend once told me that middle school is just a prison where adults throw kids while they go through puberty. While it sometimes felt like that, looking back, those years weren't too terrible. High school would soon put those highs and lows to shame.